Well, happy Wednesday, and it wouldn't be a Wednesday without our conversation with Dr. Stan Anderson. He is on our WHBC Newsline this morning. Good morning, Dr. Stan, and Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you, too. Welcome 2022.
I know. I'm happy to be in the new year. How about you?
Oh, my goodness. So in many ways, 2021 was difficult for so many people, and I've heard that when in the news, when they've ended up asking people what they thought of 2021, the number one answer that people said was train wreck. And so so we are happy to be in a new year, turning a new leaf, ready to go forward and make this year the best that it can be.
Yeah, and I find it interesting because we always hear from people, New Year's resolution, I'm going to get healthy, I'm going to exercise. But you sent a little note to me about what we were going to chat about today. And you know, you said the key is responsibility. And I think that is very important. Explain.
Yeah, and one of the other interesting things is that we live in a society where responsibility doesn't seem to be prized as much as maybe our parents or grandparents had it. And people can sometimes shirk their responsibility. You end up seeing different things that are happening in society, and you think, in my day and age, back when I was a kid, this wouldn't have been tolerated. Those kinds of things that makes us feel older. But quite frankly, responsibility is the key to taking the horns, the bull by the horns, and making your life the way that you want it to be. And so when I see someone for a wellness exam, there's several things that I tell them. No one is going to make their life better until they decide to make their life better. And the only way that an individual is going to make their life the way that they want it to be is if they do it themselves. And the only way that they're going to do it themselves is if they're motivated, if they are the ones that say, I need to make the right changes that are going to make me the kind of person that I want to be. And if we each make ourselves better, that's going to make our society better. So, yes, that is very, very near and dear to my heart.
And honestly, it's probably easier said than done, right?
Yeah, because what happens is like New Year's resolutions, people end up setting these goals that are unrealistic. I'm going to get to the gym every single day, come rain, come shine, or not good weather, and I'm going to beat it. You're never going to do that. There's always going to be the roadblocks in life. You're going to encounter I-95 in Virginia, where everything is going to be slowed to a standstill and the day is going to be shot. So that always happens. The question is not, how can I live a life without roadblocks? The question is, how can I live a life where I am getting over the potholes of life? How can I make it so that I am consistently getting through that? And one of that is to set realistic goals, to take responsibility and do it yourself. Now, yes, if you get more than that, that's fine, that's great, but set goals such as trying to get 10,000 steps a day. Every one of our cell phones has a pedometer. You can check how many steps you've had every single day by simply looking at your cell phone. And as long as your cell phone is on your person, it'll tell you how many steps you've taken that day. So that is one simple, measurable goal that every one of us can do. And the health benefits of walking are amazing. So setting that as a goal is critical. Taking precautions to prevent diseases later on in life. Wearing sunglasses when you drive, when you're outdoors, that helps to prevent cataracts. That helps to prevent vision problems down the road. So simple little thing to do. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we don't. Be consistent. If you're going to be outdoors, wear sunscreen. It's one of those little things that maybe your mom told you to do, but you kind of forget to do it. It's very, very helpful to do that. Put it on your arms, your neck, and face specifically. Those are the main places where cancer shows up. And if you're going to be operating heavy equipment, wear hearing protection. One of the things that we see is that the older we get, our hearing starts to go downhill, and oftentimes it's totally preventable by wearing some type of protection. And then one of the things that we don't think of, but health is really, really important, is getting along with other people. One of the things that is very true is our health is dependent upon how well we interact with people around us. And the more that we end up being cruel or mean or spiteful or vengeful or angry, the more likely it is that those juices that are set up in our body are going to end up being toxic for us in the down eventually. So one of the things that is critical to do is to look for the good in other people. And if we can look for the good, and if we can be nicer to our society so that Twitter is not filled with people that are upset, our Facebook accounts don't end up saying all sorts of cruel things, the more that we can be nicer to people, the more that we can make our point in a way that doesn't offend, or the way that we end up just interacting with people, that's going to be critical. Right now in the medical profession, there is so much burnout from just being overwhelmed, stressed. And I've heard from so many doctors and so many doctors' offices that people are very upset and they're angry and they're yelling and they're stressed. And yet right now is a perfect time to show some grace to people and to be nice to people. So that is my clarion call for 2022. This is the year that we should be civil.
I love that. It's a great idea. It's a great idea. So we're going to talk about it more and more each and every week, Dr. Stan. So we're starting off yet another year with you, and we're so happy that you are joining us every Wednesday. Thank you.
Oh, Pam, thank you. And thanks for everything you do. It is your attitude that makes us want to just spend time with Pam, because that's an amazing way to start our day. Thank you for what you do.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Stan. We'll talk again next week.
I look forward to it. Thank you.